es de Jajomín, es de Jajomín, I mean, inasmuch as the Chachomim are made it that one of the categories of the Halacha L'Meishi Sinai Treifes is Nikud. And the question is, what specific matters are included, are comprised within this category of Nikud? Whether Nikva Amoro is included within the category of Nikud or not? Or not? So, Mele, so shouldn't it, isn't it Mistaber, that in view of the fact that we see that a behemoth that has the moro nikuvo does not survive, and this is mentioned as a simen, so it's mistaber that in view of the fact that the Halacha L'Meishi Sinai has one of the categories nikuvo, that the nikuvo of the moro is also including, comprised within the category of nikuvo. And we see that it's fatal to this is only a simen. But it's mistaver to assume that since the Nikuvo category is one of the categories of Treifes of Halacha L'Meishi Sinai, and we see and we do observe that the behemoth that has Nikva Amor so does not survive for more than 12 months, so it's mistaver to draw the conclusion that within the category of Nikuvo is comprised in Nikuvo of Mor. So this is Gemara's Kashi Kondrash. So then Gemara says, "My other lecharu Rabbis Yehuda yishmech loras muravosi madayim yivkayon." So in other words, so the Rabbonon say no, that it is not included, even though there is a category of Nikuvo, but that is not included. All right. In other words, that if the COVID was removed and a kazayis remained, so it's not a treifa. Umi Amar Rabbi Yechanoche, Amar Rabbi Bachon, Amar Rabbi Yechanoche, Stam Mishne, Utnam Nitla Kov Nishtayim and Klum, Ho Nishtayim and Psheiro, Amar Rabbi Kazayis. So it's mashma, that as long as there is a mashu left of the covet, of the liver, so it's not a treife. So the Gemara says, Amroi ninu valim drabir. Yom, valim drabir. Now, another man. Veyomar, Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef, from Rav Yechon. Moro shenikvo. If the gallbladder was punctured, v'chometz v'tamso k'shem. That we have in many, many situations. That even where a certain nekev should make the behem into a treifa, but if there is something that protects it, so memel is not a treifa. Now again, you can ask, so what's the pshat? Because that protects it. So you can also ask, Bishleime, according to the Rishayim, who say that the treifa is based upon the fact that it's a mechayo, and we saw that there are a number of Rishayim. In other words, the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Eshkel, we explain that it doesn't mean that mamish the natal omus, the ino chayo is the important thing. The ino chayo is only descriptive, is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain organic defect is a very important organic defect, or it's a minor organic defect. Let's say if the teeth of the behemoth are taken out, so certain, no one would say that it could become a treifa, because that's a minor organic defect, only very basic organic defect. So memele deina chayo is descriptive of the fact that it's a basic organic defect, not the deina chayo itself. Memele even if it'll be nishtana teva. But as long as Bismam Atentor, it was fatal, so Mele, that makes it into a basic organic defect. So organic defect. But if we say that, we understand. So in other words, when can it be considered? When can it be considered as a basic organic defect? As a basic organic defect? only if there is nothing to protect it. But if something is in it and protects it, so it's not a basic organic defect. But how about Rashi, who says that all the treifes are a lot of Meshim Sinai? So what difference does it make whether he covered is same, he covered is not same? So it's the same answer that even according to Rashi, Rashi says, in tam betreifes. In other words, it's not based upon the fact that in one case it's fatal, in another case it's not fatal. It just happens, it's only a simen that it's fatal in a chayim. But there is no significance in the fact that it's in a chayim. And a treifa is a treifa because it's a treifa, because that he was mentioned aloch l'mishmi sinai. So the question is now, obviously, moroshe nitro was mentioned aloch l'mishmi sinai. So why do we say chometz imtaso? So again, even according to Rashi, we have to say that everything is based upon aloch l'mishmi sinai. And in time, why? Because there are, according to Rashi, there are many other basic organic defects which might even be more serious than other treifes. Nitlakloyes is certainly more serious than, let's say, the organic defect of a perforated lung. So that this is how Rashi explained it. In time, treifes. But two, while there might be nitva, there might be certain organic defects that are more serious than the makis that make the baim of the treifa, but Taloch Lemesh Mesinai did not declare them as treifa. But those makis that Taloch Lemesh Mesinai does declare them as maki as treifa, so they too have to be based upon the fact that they are grounded. I mean, they involve a basic organic defect. Masha'inkin, if there is something that protects it and can cure it, so then it's not even considered as a market. So that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why. If it's more shenikul lechovitz imtasok she. Ve'yomar Rav Yitzchok bar Yisrael Rabbi Yochanan nigava kurkven v'tishalei kayom kosher kurkven. That's the gizzard. Now, so the kurkven itself means has reference to the external membrane. And the keys of the kurkven, that has reference to the inner lining of the gizzard. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if the outer membrane of the gizzard is punctured, but the inner lining is intact, so it's kosher. So then it's not what is kurkven. Kurkven in and off is like the stomach. It's like the cave on the behemoth. The kurkven in and off, the gizzard. So for the same reason that Nikavakevo, in other words, the Ebomesim, the fourth stomach in the Behemo, is Treifo, so Mele Nikavakurgven, which is the stomach in the north, so is also Treifo. So it has to be a real Nekev, a penetrating Nekev. Masheimke, if only the outer membrane of the gizzard of the kurkiva is punctured, but the inner lining, the keys, is kayom, so it's not a real negative. Iboy, nikava keys, the kurkiva kayom, maybe only in the case where the inner lining of the kurkiva is intact. But if the inner lining at the contrary is punctured, but the outer membrane is intact, maybe it is treif tosha. The Omar Rav Nachman. In other words, when is it? Because the kurkven is like the cable in the behemoth. So in other words, only when the nekev is penetrating and it's coextensive with the whole kurkven, then it's straight. All right, now, the Rashi. Bichovitz im Soiso, shenikuba mkeim di buko. Kuba mkeim di buko. Bichovit. Vichibu rako veitzei se misanekev. Kshiru afu rabi eisem rabi yudu. Kishalei, there's the inner lining. Klipa apnimus, the inner lining. All right. Omar Rov, shnei eiris yeish lei veshet. Veshet. The esophagus, the gullet, has two membranes. Chitzei nodei, the outer membrane is red, upnimi lochon. And the inner membrane is white. Nikav zebelo ze kosher. So if one of the membranes is punctured and the other one is not, so then it's kosher. After all, Rove is not interested in giving us a course, in the anatomy of a behemoth. So why does he have to tell us that chitzein is odeh and the pnim is lomana? Obviously, there is an afkimino lidine. We have to know it. So lomol lomay machitzein odeh lomon the cholif treif. In other words, if there is an aberration, and it's the other way around, suppose that we find in the behemoth that the inner membrane, which normally is white, is red, happens to be red, and the outer membrane of the veichet, which normally is red, happens to be white, so it's rainfall. So again, this is not a new trade for by itself. If that would be a new trade for by itself, it should be listed. You see, Rashi has the kashe, a white cholif of the rei, of the lobes, of the lung. So if it's cholif, it's trade, why isn't it mentioned? So Rashi says, there it's trade because it's safe for inokif. That's the reason as to why it's not mentioned separately. So here too, we have to say that that it's not a separate trade if there is a switching around of the colors of the two membranes. Because it's a phylinoki. Because that's an aberration, it's abnormal. So mele, that shows there's something wrong with that ratio. And that it's destined to deteriorate and to be nika. So mele, it's safer right now. Because of the same phylinoki. Iboyalu nikvu shneyem zeh shaloi kineget zeh. Now, suppose you have the ratio. And let's say, and you have two membranes, the inner membrane of the reishet and the outer membrane. But is actually going to get there. The outer membrane is punctured over here, and the inner membrane is punctured over here. It's not one mamish neged the other. It's neged the other. So is it right or not? Niku shneim shleif nezemar. Oma mazut chem shmirach pope beveishet kosher. Bikur teven post. Beveishet kosher. Ze shalai kineget ze, rashi kikin ze lemai wa ze lemato. Bikur teven post. Hoche svirali. So, beveishet it is kosher because since it's ze shalai kineget ze. And suppose you have the outer membrane. The outer membrane is here. And the inner membrane is here, some mele, at each nekev there is something that protects. At the nekev of the outer, so the inner membrane protects it, and the nekev here below, in the inner, so the outer protects it. So mele, it's not a trave. But because kiven, even though it's actually connected there, it's still possible. Why? So Rashi explained it. Hoches virale, mishim sha'machon misasif shom, umlach lechon, v'nichnes b'nekev, Because if there is the tunikovin in the inner and outer, and in the kokovin and the gizzard, so the food that the off eats accumulates there in the kokovin, so maybe it's possible that it will, first of all, it will moisten. It will moisten the kokovin, the membranes of the kokovin and the gizzard. And then through the pressure, it will go through both nikovim, because there is an accumulation of food. So a lot of food will pile up through one nekev, and then it will be pressed upwards or downwards, and then it will go through the other nekev. Some mele, it's a trade. Maskif l'ravash, adara. He says just the reverse, and we pass like Ravashi. Veishet, by Veishet, it should be possible, and by Kokavon, it should be kosher. Veishet the Achlebe, because it eats with the Veishet. All the food goes down into the gullet. into the esophagus. Upayabe, he bellows with it. Now, since when is the veshet the organ whereby that is used, you know, in producing a sound? I mean, that's the windpipe, but not the veshet. So why does the Gemara say that veshet achabe, you eat with it, and it's used in eating, and upayabe in bellowing, in producing sounds? So Rashi has that kashi. Upayabe tsuyekes, sha'afa pisha, konem etzikeil. The veshet is not involved in the production of sounds. Not bellowing, not producing sound. Minashemes, breathing. So, in other words, so the Gemara says, veshet de achle be upaye be, since you eat with it's involved in the eating and the producing of the production of the sound, so rovar gamdele. So it many times it expands and it contracts. Upastole, rovar gamdele, upastole. So zinin, since the veshet sometimes expands and sometimes contracts. So zinin the mitzhamtzim ba'adode. So memele, if you have a naked, in the outer membrane on top, and in the inner membrane below, so even though it's actually going to get there, but on account of the frequent expansion and the contraction of the veshet, so mele, it is pushed from one ekev to the other. So mele, the two nikovim might coincide, because if it contracts, so even though one ekev is over here, and the other naked is over here. But if it contracts, so this naked that is over here might coincide with the naked that is here when it contracts. Sometimes when it expands, you see. So maybe it's like, they coincide together. Kukavon, true that food is piled up there, accumulates. But minachnaich, it's a state of rest all the time. It never expands, nor does it ever contract. So Mimele Ravashi says that Zeshaloikinegetze. So be cool given it's kosher and be veshet it's straight. Min Hamzen Mislim and they coincide. They fit together. The Mechab Nadol. Omalei. That he said, Mishmid Rav Pope like you, like yourself. Ve'yomarab, Chum Shol, so that's the way he passed. That Bikur given his kosher, Ze Shalai Kenegetze, and Beveshet Israel. Ve'yomarab, Krum shol mach mas mak be veishet eine krum. In other words, that if some tissue developed over the make, so we do not say that it's no more treva. That it's eine krum. Now let's see the Rashi. Eine krum. Vim nika, vinista, afil also be stimo ovo, in other words, suppose the lung was perforated, was punctured, or the membrane of the brain was punctured, or the intestine was punctured, and then some healing tissue developed and covered up the neck. So we do not say it was already cured, so the melee, it's not a treif anymore. So we say, no. Vinika vinista, afilo also boistimo ovo eno miskayemes. Eno miskayemes. Kidamuhinom bi vomes, bichushofo. Nika af posso, nistam kosher. Vizeu psu shechize le achshel. Zeu limute krum sholomach masmak, bireya. Sheine krum, dicho nikube di trefes, loy mahanyalu, stine. The salkebu lachazman, v'li domel reishenikva v'defensit maso, u'li stima skomet bimoro, u'li stimo the Yerchaim Bichalcheles. Bichalcheles. In other words, that if the rectum was perforated, it was punctured, so since it's blocked by the large intestine, so mele it's not the so at the very outset at its inception, so it was blocked. Mashenkein, when you had the nekef in the rei, in the lung, so at the very outset it was not blocked, and then later on some tissue covered it up, so then it's still a treifa. Why? So Rashi explains this thing. Why is it still a treifa? Because the salkabla hasman, this healing tissue, is not permanent. The implication being that if it would be permanent, then the shem treifa would be pocket. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Ramban and all the other Rishonim. Nitlo tzu misagidin is treifa. Now, suppose at the very outset, the lower half of the hind leg was removed, and that includes the area of tzu misagidin also, because the area of tzu misagidin is right above the heel, in the back. So then, it's the behemoth is clear. So, the Ramban mentions a big chiddush, and all the Rishonim are chilek on it. And he says that even if at first, at the very outset, it was nitlo tzu misagidin and became treifa, but if after that, the doctor, let's say the next day or the same day, the doctor performed an operation and amputated the whole lower half of the leg, so then it's not a treifa. The Rashbo, the Ramban is chilek. How is it possible? Once it is a treifa, that it should become chilek. So most Rishonim are chilek on the Ramban, and they hold that once a behemoth becomes treifa, so mele it remains treifa, even though something was done, which if it had been done at the very outset, the behemoth wouldn't become a treifa. But just because at the very outset, only the tzu misagidin was nitlo, so mele became a treifa, it cannot become de-treifaized. So that's the shita of most Rishonim. So the question is, here the Gemara says that krum sholom machmas makor beveishet einikum. And what's the reason? Because salke bulach hazman. The implication being that if it will not be salke bulach hazman, so then it would be kosher. It would be kosher. So why? I mean, why is it different? Then nitlo tzu misagidin, and then you removed the whole lower half of the leg. Now, suppose the whole half of the whole half of the leg had been removed at the very outset, then everybody would admit that the behemo is kshayo. But here, since the tzu misagidin was removed at the very outset, and then the lower half of the leg was removed, so it cannot become detreifaized. So why should it become detreifaized in this case if the stime would not be salvachazm? But there is a very simple distinction, you see. Over here, suppose, let's say, when you have a nekif, so a nekif in the rei, so why is the behemoth treifa? Because there is a nekif in the rei. There is a nekif in the rei. But if, let's say, there is scar tissue develops over it and covers it up, and that is permanent, so there is no nekif in the rei. Why should it be a treifa? Why? Because of ancient history? Because of a past history? Because it had a nekif at one time? Now it doesn't have a nekif. So that's why we have to resort to the fact that salke bulach hazman. So in other words, that means that even right now it has a nekif. Even though it has the scar tissue covering it up. But it's salke bulach hazman, so that means it still has the nekif. But if it's not salke bulach hazman, so then it could be treifa. But there is aloche, like nesro shoachas, that you have in vomes. Just because one moment it was a treifa, so it remains a treifa in a void, there is no such aloche. But the reason as to why, in the case of nitlo tzu misagidin And then the doctor amputated the whole lower half of the leg. So all the Rishonim except the Ramban say that it remains treifor because there it became a treifor. Why? Because of nitlot zemesagini. And when you remove more tissue and more bones, so that negates the removal of the tzumasagini. First, the tzumasagini area was cut out. Then the doctor came and he completed the job. He cut out the rest of the leg beneath the knee. So it's still in it, and it took the tzumasagini. But why does the Ramban say that it's not a treifor? So the Ramban says, because why is nitlot zemesagidin? Why is nitlot zemesagidin treifor? Because the moment you cut out the juncture of tendons from the leg, from the lower part of the leg, so then it's in a high. So Memele, as we said, it doesn't mean that they nechayo makes it a treifor. So that means that the tzumes agidin is a basic, organic, the removal of the tzumes agidin represents, constitutes, a basic, organic difference. So it is a treifor, if it is a treifor, because there is a basic, organic difference. Had the doctor removed, amputated, the whole half of the leg beneath the knee, so then there wouldn't have been at the very outset a basic organic defect. So maybe it wouldn't become plain. But since that at first only the tzumasagidin area was cut out, so maybe at that time a basic organic, and at that time as a result of the removal of the basic, of the removal of this tzumasagidin, so the behemoth was destined not to survive for more than 12 months. So the melee, and then the next day the doctor came and you amputated the lower half of the leg. So it's still nitulo tzumasagidin. So the melee, the removal of the basic organ. Tzumasagidin is a basic organ, because when you cut it out, so the behemoth cannot survive very long. So Mamele, and after he amputates the whole lower half of the leg, it is still a mitzies of nitulat tzumasagidin. Here, if it won't be salka b'lachazman, so you don't have the mitzies of nikoves arei. Masheikin over there, you still have the mitzies of nitulat tzumasagidin. Of a basic organ that is removed. So Mimele, it cannot become detreifized. Masheikin here, it couldn't be treifor because it's not the kovesarei anymore. Alright, now, Rashi says, that krum sholo machmas mako, biveshet is iniku. In contrast, in contrast to the aloche by Khrushchev, nikav poso nistam kosher vizeu psul shechiza lechsher. So ligabe Khrushchev, so the aloche is that even though if a man has a nekev in the git, so then is he Khrushchev, it is also lovely because, but if over that decade some scar tissue developed, so then he's mutalovim kol. So that's ipsul shechizel echshir. Now, you see, now why is that? Because the aloche by Khrushchev is different, you see, than the aloche gabitreifes. Gabitreifes, so I said, I mean, even those Rishonim who say that the inner chayo is an essential fact, but it doesn't mean except for the shittas yochid that the Miri mentions, which is matre, I mean that, and that the Rashbon is matre, except for that shittas yochid. So, even if there will be nishtana ateva, so all the makis of the treifes will be asuris, even if it will be nishtana ateva, because it's not, even if we say, even according to Ramban and the Rashba, that is an essential fact, but it's not the inachayon per se that makes it a treifa. The inachayon is only descriptive of the fact that this maki is a basic organic defect, not a minor organic defect. So memela, even if it will be nishtana ateva, but it will not change the character of being a basic organic defect. That's legami treifes. Masheinki legami the aloche of kushofro. So the Gemara Yevamah says, but zodako kushofro, that the psul lovi bikol is based upon the fact that he cannot have children. So memela, if suppose it will be nishtana ateva, and every kushofro will be ateva. I mean, this will not happen. I mean, there won't be such a shinateva. But suppose it will happen that everyone who has a nekef, let's say, in the gid, will be able to have children freely, without any difficulty. So then, everyone who has a nekef in the gid will be mutalovi mikol, because the shepo tzuadako is based upon the fact that it is a role ailment. In a role ailment. In other words, that doesn't mean that someone who is not role ailment, who is sterile, is also lovi mikol. You see, in other words, first of all, many can't have children because of psychological reasons. But even if someone, if a man can't have children because of certain physical conditions, because of certain physical conditions, so he's still muta lovi mikol. Only now a soris chamo is muta lovi mikol, even though a soris chamo is physically incapable of having children. But it's only if his inability to have children is grounded in the mutilation of the genital organs, then is also lovi mikol. But if it is grounded in something else, in a certain malfunctioning, so then he's not, even if it's physical, so then he's not considered as a soris odom. But even if there is a mutilation of the genitals, but he's still able to have children, so then he's muta lovi mikol. That's the reason as to why the Gemara says, "Bikhushof for nikaf posel," if there is a nekef in the gid, so he's posel lovi mikol, nistam is kosher. Nistam is kosher. And even if, let's say, 5 years later, so this scar tissue will disappear. But as long as it doesn't disappear, and he's able to have children, so mainly it's not a kushofro, you see. Mashenki legabi treifes. So since he's salkibul achazman, so mainly it's considered that even right now, while he has the scar tissue covering up the nekev, so it's still considered as nikuv asareh. Now, because of this, there are many unfortunate Jews upon whom the Nazis yimach shmo mutilated, you know, their genital organs, and then some of them, not all of them, but some of them underwent a number of unusual, miraculous operations, and they were able to have children. And I mean, and they asked the Shaila whether they can get married, and the psak should be, I mean, that they are allowed to get married, because as long as he is able to have children, so then he is not posel of mikol. All right, Ve'omarav. Veishet ele dukin bachut elam bifnim. That the veishet does not have any bdike bachut, ele dukin bachut, livishayir achitz noode, vei tipas dam nikarev. So, mele, how can you be bedek? I mean, because you couldn't detect whether there is blood or not, because it's always naturally red. Lemainav kemine li sofik drusin. So Rashi says, ki hanar diikali meichash, let's say if a lion went into a stable and then the lion was very calm and the behemoths, the cattle, they were screaming, bellowing. So then it's a sofik druse. The fact, I mean, it's not the raya mechachas that he was there as then, because maybe the behemoths were screaming and were screaming because they were afraid of the lion. But a race it is. It creates itself. It may be it did. It may be the lion was there as them. So, family come on to say, "Shom rotzchich abdiko v'inasu atchiyadim ki neged achol uvisimonim atchiyadimu." So, in other words, if ki neged chol aguf, it's red. So then, it's esophic, maybe the lion injected its poison. But if keneged chol aguf, it's not even red, so then it's a rayim. So it's a rayim chachas, that he didn't inject any poison into the organism. In the simonim, so even only keneged chol aguf, so even if outside it's red, so that's a rayese. But the simonim, so if the skin and the simonim, and the esophagus and the cornea is red, that's not a reyesi. Only in the simonim themselves, if the simonim themselves are red. With simonim atchiyadim, simonim atzmon, but the fact that the neck is red, that's not a reyesi. Veloyshe nikaf. So the reason is why druso is straight for, so Rashi says, not because if it was clothed, so then it certainly punctured the behemoth in uncertain organs. No, elosho eres madim asimen umchalcheu v'yered lechori. So in other words, because the eres, the poison is injected into the organism. Uviveishet in nikar admimis elosob. In other words, so when do we have to be beidik in such a case? In other words, if let's say the lion entered the stable and the cattle were screaming, and then we were beidik on the goof, kineget cholol aguf, I mean on the abdominal surface, and we didn't see any redness, so then the next thing is to look on the simonim themselves. So then the beveshet, so you cannot detect admimus on the outer membrane, because it's naturally red anyway. So how can you know whether the redness emanated from the clawing of the lion, or it is red because it is red? So, but bifnim, yes. So in other words, then, when you look at the inner membrane of the veshet, so then you can test it. El bifnim. So that's the aloha. That veshet in l'bdikem b'chutz, el bifnim. L'mayim avkemin el isofik trus. Hayi isofik trus edas l'kami d'rabe. Was brought before Rabbi. Have a kubodik l'rabe l'veishet mavroye. So Rabbi made the bdike on the outer membrane. Omer le'abaye v'omaru d'omar veishet in l'bdike el nifni. So Abaye reminded him. You yourself said that there couldn't be any reliable bdike on the outer membrane. On the outer membrane. Afre Rabbi. So then he turned it over. Ubatke. So he was beidik the inner membrane. V'ishtakach. V'ishtakach alei trei kote dam domi. So then he found a dina membrane, which is naturally white. He found two droplets of blood, of red spots. Vitalfes on mele. So mele tzereyase. Now, so tzereyase. So mele. So it's esophic. Maybe. Well, that only shows that there was an act of, that the lion did come in contact with the simonim, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it injected its poison. But then, as the Rambam says, so why is it osea? Because of sophic traits. We talk. The Rabbi name lichadud la'abaye, who the boy. Rabbi didn't forget. I mean, his own memory, but he did it purposely in order to test Abaye, as whether Abaye would remind him or not. All right. Hayi sophic truth say. אם איפה יו, בדיק הקונה תחילו, כדאמרו לנו פרק שני, וישוח את הקונה, והכשירי, והקים בו נקווי שת. So if it's an off, so it only has to shecht one simen. So he's בדיק הקונה תחילו. And then, וישוח את הקונה, והכשירי, והקים בו נקווי שת. ואם אימו, נמיס, מתקנת, דיביש לי מגבי נקב, יקלי מימה, ניקל מימא דיל מוקי נקב שוחת אבל גבי דרוסה כיוון kiven dem kim im adin afu shochat bei yesh bi hekav im mashu bi nekev im mashu so the Gemara says that gabi behime if there is a sofik nekev there is in a behime there is no way of testing it either no there is a way because in Nof you only have to shecht one simen so mele you are so is you are bidik so mele you are bidik you are bidik one simen and you are bidik I mean you shecht one simen and then you are bidik the veishet you are bidik the veishet so you see whether it's nekev or not but mashenkin kabehime you have to shecht both simonim. So how will you be baiting? You'll see, first you have to shecht, and then you have to cut the kone and the veishet. Now, suppose this is a veishet. It's already cut. So how, then you take a look. So of course, in the place where you made the cut, so then you find the nekev. It's cut all over. But you'll see that only in that place where you made the cut of the shechitah, so it's nokuf. I mean, it's cut. You have the cut of shrite. But in other places, it's intact. But maybe there was a nekev in that arc. You see, when the sheikh had cut, so he cuts in a certain arc. So how can you be beidik? There might have been a nekev mashu, and that nekev mashu was included in the arc that he cut. So he says, so that's only if it's a sofik nekev. But if it's a sofik druse, so if it's a sofik nekev, so then the behemoth, there is no way of testing it. Because you have to shecht both the money. So you have to shecht the veishet too. So how will you be able to determine with the utmost certainty that there was no nekev? Just because you won't see any nekev in any other place except the place where you made the ar cut. So, but maybe the nekev was in that he made the shechita cut over here in this ark. Maybe the nekev was in that ark. But mashenkin avogav bedruso kindim kemi madim afu shochad bei yesh behekamash. Because if he didn't find any redness on the outside on the simen, so then there is no reason. And but only if he found, so then he should test in the veishet kineged that mokim where he found the redness. All right. Kol tedomei shechilchu la'aretz v'nichnas lirdu da'abaye kedei sheisha. Omar ulei yoshaf leikeit beveishet einchei shishim shemo yiv. If he found a thorn in the veishet, Rashi, kigeshochal keitz v'nitzchav l'sicha veishet v'ninira nikovosein b'chutz v'kere dam imo b'fni ein chei shishin shemo nekev hoyo v'hiv v'havik chum shalom achmas makev b'veishet v'inik chum v'ani shomayti v'hiv lo shenikem. So there are two pshatim. Either one pshat is hiv means scar tissue developed, which is does not change the situation, because any scar tissue that develops is safely solid. Or the other pshat is v'hivu lo shenikev. So in other words, if he found a thorn in the veishet and he doesn't find any blood bifnim and he doesn't find any nekev, so it's muta. So in other words, in that two place. We only saw what? A thorn in the vision. Well, sometimes if there is a thorn in the vision, maybe it pierced it through and then it remained in the vision. Maybe. But since we made a bdike and we didn't find any kore dam, some melee we don't have a b'cheshish. So we can take it for granted that the thorn was just cut into the vision, not that it pierced through the membranes of the vision. Alright. So the Gemara says, Ule maishne misafik truse. So why is it that just because a lion entered the stable, even though we didn't see the lion clawing the animals, so still we are chishish. So here too, after all, that should be as much of a reyes, the fact that there is a thorn in the veshet should be as much of a reyes as a lion entering the stable. After all, lion entering the stable, I mean, we didn't see even the lion even touching the behemoth. Just entered a room in which there were behemoths. So that's a sufficient reyes. So a thorn in the veshet should be even a bigger reyes. So the Gemara says, Kosov arulei in chishishim misafitos. Now let's see the Rashi. Maish di misafitos אין חיישישים שמו יהיה נקב או יביב ריבה מקום שלום אחת מעקים ויש לנקרום ואני שמה יביבו לא שניקם כמו יבורו ישמחה ואיסו מה יש למסוף יתרוסה דמישים דור להר יביני אמרינו שמו דור אז מצחים לו בדיקה ואוכל היף שלו מי בדיקה דנקב משהו ביחיץ של בקשת למינקן כוסופה אין חיישישים לסוף יתרוסה דיפלוק לרב ושמו יל בפיר דרי זה מחלקס לגב יתרוסה איבן לגב יתרוסה דרי זה מחלקס so who they hold like the mandomar that in chayishishim lisafitrus. So in other words, the implication being that according to mandomar that chayishishim lisafitrus, so in the case of Yoshef Likets Beveshet, it's also chayishishim. Now we pass like the mandomar chayishishim lisafitrus. So in other words, we don't pass like Kolesdin. So we have to pass a little bit ilcha say that Yoshef Likets Beveshet, so it's also. And since it's impossible to make a bdike in a veshet, now in a behemoth, so it's impossible. So in an off, it is possible. But in a behemoth, it's impossible to make a bdike, so then it will be asur. All right. Now the more as the kash. Umayishne mishnech tiches achatz, shel chilev achatz shel shumen. How is it that in the case where if Yoshef Likets Beveshet, we don't have the Bechesh? And in the case of Shneich Tiches Achat Shal Chilev Achat Shal Shumen, so if someone needs it, he has to bring in Oshem Tohu. So there we are, Bechesh. So the Gemara says, Hosom Yischazik Yisure. Over there, it's Yischazik Yisure. So in the case of Tichachas Mishteich Tiches, now there's a Machlekes in Krisis. When are you Mechoyev in Oshem Tohu? One Mandoma says that only when you had Tuchtiches on the table. One was Chilev, one was Shuman. And then someone ate one of the Tuchtiches. So then he has to bring in Hashem Tov. But if there is only one Chtich on the table, and he ate it, and he doesn't know whether that was Chilev or Shuman, so then he doesn't have to bring it. Doesn't have to bring a korb. He doesn't have to bring a korb. Now, and one Mandoma says that even if there was one Chtich Achas, and it's a suffix, whether it's Chilev or Shuman, and he ate it, B'sheigeg, so he has to bring a korb. So according to Mandomar, that only Bichtichachat Bishtichtiches, so then the distinction is very simple. So over there it's Ikva Yisure, we know there is Issa. So maybe we have to be Chayishish. Masheinkin here, we don't know whether it was Nika. But even according to Mandomar, that even by Chtichachas he has to bring the Noshem Tov. Yes, the Noshem Tov. Even though it wasn't established that there is Issa. But there it's Ichtiche, and that Ichtiche, so had no cheskas kashras, cheskas heter, because if that chtiche, there is a chtiche, that's the chtiche, and somebody ate it, and we don't know whether it's chilev or shumen. So if it is chilev, it always has been chilev. So it never had the chazok in mikore aveta. Mashenkin here, this behime certainly was originally muter. The question is, since we find it on, maybe the veshet became nika. But since it has a cheskas heter, chazok and korav heter, so maybe we don't have to be cheskas. All right. Then the Gemara says, "Kasha, why is the Mashir misaken into the Gumo?" So we are cheshish. Now there are two possibilities. One possibility is that even though the sakin was nivdak before he was sheichet, but maybe as a result of its collision with the Abisah Shechita, it became pogum. So in that event, so the Shechita is no good. The other possibility is that in the Mafrekes, that it became nivgam as a result of its collision, of the sakin's collision with the Mafrekes, and that took place after the Shechita, so the Shechita is fine. So then we are cheshish, I mean, according to Ravune. And we pass like Ravune, except in the case of Shavah B'Yatzobes. So we pass like Ravune. So over there, we are cheshish. And here, Ula is not cheshish, even though he saw a thorn. I mean, it was Yoshav L'Kedivesh. So also, Misyalit L'Reyes Ebisakim. That's why we are cheshish there. But here, there is no real Reyes. What did we see? A thorn. That doesn't mean that this thorn necessarily punctured the vision. Umayshim som ktum mishus ayochim zvikitomei utamecho nidme lishom ktum mishus ram zvikitoyer alo osem ilchazik miralo. We say. Alright, now the Rashi. Because so barich is lishovit rushe lipuch the Rav Shmuel vifir kem shtei chatira shim och lachs mem yidei zeh uitmei boashim tohra sofik och lishazik yisure shish vaskeinu lenikive in klom. Hashem tzakim dukod yischazik yisur kirem shchite yisyal et reyese v'yischazik reyese o yisyal et lepseiv yischazik shayach umeo midi mikore yisyal et shayach umeo midi lepsov. So the Gemara uses both expressions. So Rashi explains yischazik mean as reference to something that was established before, originally, and yisyal et means a new development that's now. Alright. Elo so mi khazim mi seidem mi tumem mi tare ve tam vidov ga bin mi doch ik mi mi seidem mi sag seidem ver kam nide ma seidem stros mi shayokh la so mi so ga so mi shayokh mi ketom now yosef ahu mi rabonon kam mit rav kane ve yosef kova nit nimt zeis itma aber yosef khashi in other words when do we say that in khashishin only if we just found inside in the teich in the hollow of the Veshet, we found a thorn. Now let's say that this is the hollow of the Veshet, and inside we found a thorn. So then it's no reise. But suppose it's impacted in the Veshet. It sticks in the Veshet. But there is no, but that in itself, the fact that it sticks in the Veshet does not make it into a penetrating nekev. And the question is, since right now we find the thorn impacted and sticking in the membrane of the patient, the inside membrane of the patient, the inside membrane of the patient. So even though right now it doesn't penetrate the patient completely, but maybe it did puncture, and then scar tissue developed, and it remained sticking. So then it's chashim. If we find it impacted in the patient, sticking in the Veshet, then it's Hashinon. When do we say that it's Loi Hashinon? If we just find it lying against the inner surface of the Veshet, not sticking, but if sticking, then we are Hashish. Abu Yoshev Hashinon. Omaluhu Rafkane Litatisele, Yoshev Hikna. Abu Nimtes Loitz Frechle Liule, Dichule Chive Preise Keitzach. He says, on the contrary, when it is just found in the Veshet, then it goes without saying that it's Mutar. Because many behemoths on the pasture, when you shech them, you find that inside their Veshet, you find thorns. Why? Because they're not very careful. When they eat hay, many times they swallow thorns, and that those thorns remain in the Veshet. Sometimes they remain, sometimes it goes down. But sometimes it remains. So that is so evident, so obvious. It's not even necessary for Ule to mention it. And on that point, there won't be any machlekes. So even the Mandoma who says, Cheshish is something to say. But in that case, it will be made that we're not Cheshish. When did Ule have to say Chidesh, which is controversial? And it's only machlekes whether Cheshish is something to say or not. And we pass Cheshish in something melee. We don't pass like Ule. That if it's found impacted in the Veshet. But just nimtzio, so kule chachive de braise keitzach nimtzas itma beloitchi. All right. Itma. Tu betza veishet. That's in the forecourt of the veishet. That's the phalanx. Rav oma b'mashu. Ushmu eloi meya berubei. So according to Rav, it makes it into a treife, even b'mashu. Even if a mashu was punctured. Even if a mashu of the phalanx was punctured. So it's asuro. Ushmu eloi meya berubei. Rav oma b'mashu mekim shchitehu. It's, this is what Gemara said at first, but then the maskon of Gemara is not like that. Rav oma b'mashu mekim shchitehu. So memele. So it's treated like the veishet proper. So the torah is a veishet. The pharynx is treated like the veishet proper. Ushmuel oma b'rubei lav mekim shchitehu. So memele. This halacha that nikubas a veishet b'mashu has no application to the torah is a veishet. He knew Tobes Aveshet. What is called Tobes Aveshet? That is, it adjoins the Veshet. It's the forecourt of the Veshet. There's the pharynx. Oma mori bamarut v'ma Shmuel kol shechitri u'malchi zehu Tobes Aveshet. If that, when you cut it, it widens, so then it's a rayon, it's Tobes Aveshet. Chitri v'imid bin kemei. But if, when you cut it, it remains the same way, it doesn't widen. Zeh veishet atzmei. Omer Rav Papa Malu Omer Rav Biv Barabaye. Elo kol shechitri veimei bimkeimei. Zeh utobes aveishet. Elo zeh veishet atzmei. Kol shechitri vikovitz. The veishet has a tendency, when you cut the veishet, it contracts. So if you want to know whether it's the veishet, or it's the forecourt of the veishet, the pharynx, so try to cut it. So if it doesn't contract, it's a raya, it's a tobes aveshet. If it contracts, it's a raya that it is the veshet itself. Now, yeinu amar, we went over this gemara when we learned, you know, kuchashchitin. Yeinu amar, yeine, amar zeire mivlat. So there are two pshat. One pshat is, it's mashma that this is Rashi's pshat, even though Rashi doesn't say it in so many words, but it's mashma like that. That according to Rashi, Yene is Shem Chochma. It's a certain Amere. So Yene, a certain Amere whose name was Yene, said in the name of Zeire, Mivlati. Mivlati. Oh, Mokim, Rashi says, Mokim Beisabriye, Koru Turbets, Somuch Levenshaine Kev Meait. That is the place where the swallowing takes place. So that is the torpids. That's the torpids. That's the torpids of Asia. And then there is another pshat. The Bais Yosef mentions another pshat that Yehine is not a Shem Chochem. Not that Yehine said in the name of Zer. But Yehine, what is the torpids of Asia in a dove? In a very small Eiv, Yene, Idov. So in Idov, so it's Mevlad. That's the place of the swallowing. That's another pshat. Vichamo. What's the size of it? So again, according to Rashi's pshat, it means what's the size of it in any behemo, and according to the pshat that Bais Yosef mentions, it means what's the size of it in a dove. Omer Rav Avye poches misarte v'odiv mechidete. Most Rishonim accept that pshat that Yehine is not a Shem Amere, but that Yehine is as reference to a dove. So what's the size of it in a dove? It's less than a barley and more than a wheat, a seed of wheat. Poches mivate mikim bisabli ekol tobet somuch levishanekev meit. It adjoins the place where the swallowing, where the bisabli. Poches misarate meir aseil. Meir aseil. I think the Teir Achseiro is a third of an inch. All right. Hauture, der habe Ribnei Ravuk, der Aschel bei Schritte betobe sa Weishit, wie komme bei Weishit, there was an axe, that the Ribnei Ravuk behält, and the Sheikh had started to shecht in the pharynx, in the torbet. So, but in the torbet, in the pharynx, he only cut a little bit, that's a mashu, but he completed the Schritte in the Weishit trap, wie komme bei Weishit. Oma Rome, Ramina alle Chumre de Rav e Chumre de Shmuel. I imposed upon him the Chumre of Rav e Chumre de Shmuel. Vitarifi. Chumre de Rav, de Oma Rav e Mash. So because Rav Shiti is that it is his Bimash. Nikuvas Tobes Avei Shel Bimash is straight. Vo Oma Rav Mikim Shchitehu. So here, he didn't puncture it with the thorn. He started with the Sakin Shal Shrite, he started to cut it in the top of the Reishit. Now it's became Shrite, so it's all right, so what's wrong? No. So then, Chum the Rav, Rav Mashu, Vom Rav became Shrite, and here, he didn't puncture it, he cut it with the knife Shal Shrite. Ki Shmuel Dom Alav Mokim Shrite. Yi Shmuel Omar Berubei, Iski Rav Dom Rav Mashu. So he imposed upon it two Chumres that assess each other, according to the Halam of the Yomar. That the reason is why Rav says that the Kubas Torah Savation in Mashu is because it is mamish like the Veishet itself, and it's became Shrita, he can shecht in that place, in the pharynx. So that's why if you puncture it without Shrita, some may be Mashu, it is possible. So the question is, so here, Mimonev Shech, it should be kosher. Because according to Rav, it's in Mokim Shrita, so he was Shechet, he didn't puncture it with the thorn. And according to Shmuel, so it's not became Shchite, but he started to shecht it only a little bit. And there was a rough simen done in the Veishet proper. So it's also kosher. So how can he be machmir? I mean, it's a stirim neubei. Igalbu milse, matoy lekamid ravabi. Omalu, tu rebein rabin Shmuel shom. Because we monifshah, it's muter. For according to Rav, it's muter, because it's became Shchite. And no nekev shaloi al deh shchite took place in the Torah Salvation. And according to Shmuel, it's not became shchite, but only Berubei. And here, the nekev al deh shchite was only Mashu, not Berubei. To Rabbi Rav Shmuel Shom, zilu omro lelibrei, who was matrifet Rove. So Rove, that's the son of Rav Yisrael Bachome. Zilu omro lelibrei, the Yisrael Bachome, blishlo in meitur elmor. He was a mazik, Rove. He passed it incorrectly. So Memele, he has to pay. The owner, the price of the axe. Oma Mar, Breid Ravine, Miswine, the Yufte Kelapes Noi. I'll ask you, I'll raise a question against my enemy. Now, it doesn't mean it's a euphemistic expression. He means against my friend. So in other words, but he's using a euphemistic expression. So in other words, he'll ask you, Kashi, the Yufte against Rob. Leim amil chazikid v'silel, v'chiz lasikid v'shama yeise, kid v'silel yeise, mikulu bisham, mikulu bisilel roshe, mikulu bisham, mikulu bisilel, v'akos v'eimeya, haksil v'cheish acheileich, elohi ki bisham, mikulu yichem reyen, ki bisilel kulu yichem reyen, hogu v'kashe, amet leim alo hogu v'silel, v'datone v'chiz lasikid v'shama yase. Loi kashe, kam kidem baskol, kam lacha baskol. So the baskol came out and said that alohi ki bisilel. So lacha, yitzias baskol, so the aloha is like Bisila, we cannot pass like Bishama. But, because the Baskol was Kiveya, the aloha like Bisila. But, Kaden Baskol, so one could pass. A Talmud Chochem could pass like Bishamai, and a Talmud Chochem could pass like Bisila. But, Ki Chumre Bishamai, Chumre Bisila, especially when there is a stire, then it's a Ksil Bachishachir. So the question is, oh, okay, can't look at you, can't kill the basket, can't lach a basket. We boy say enough lach a basket. So it and Chochem can pass me like Bishamai, if he feels like that. We Rabbi Yeshua, don't worry, imagine him in basket. Imagine him in basket. So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua holds that basket cannot be Kiveya in Allah, in Ilchis Atom, in Dinah Atom. It cannot be Kiveya. Even if the basket is not, of course, if the Baskol is contrary to the Nator, let's say yes, in the case of the Machleki between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where the Rov was Machria, in Tanur Achnoi, the Rov was Machria like Rabbi Yeshua, So even though the Paschal said Halacha Kirab Lezer, so everybody agrees, even those who disagree with Rabbi Yeshua. So the thesis points it out. Because over there, the Paschal was contrary to the Torah, because the Torah says Achiram Lades. The Torah declared that if there is a machlekes in the best, in the Maimed Echot, and the Rov is machia one way, so even the Miut has to succumb to the Rov. So that Paschal, and there it was Maimed Echot, Reb Lezer, and he still refused to succumb to the view of the Rabbi. So Bemele, even though the Paschal declared like his aloche, so it was counter to the Ator. But in the case of Bishamay and Bisilel, so Bisilel was the Rov, Bishamay was the Meat. But why did they have to resort to Paschal? Because Bishamay was chitid the tvei. They were sharper. They were sharper than Bisilel. So that was the Shaila. If the Rov is not as sharp as the Meat, they are both very sharp, but the Rov was not as sharp as the Miut. Whether we go past the Rov, who is not as sharp or not. So the Paschal is Machia. So Rabbi Shua holds that even though that Paschal was not contrary to the Ator, so still a Mashgich in the Paschal. But the Adachachomi Machilik and Rabbi Shua, and they hold only that Paschal of Reb Lezer, in connection with Reb Lezer, so it's contrary to the Ator. But in any other place, so a Paschal is a machia in the Ator. Mikol Mokim Kashi. But anyway, it's a Kashi against Rav. Here they were two chumres of Rav and Shmuel that were seiser each other, and still he was machmir like both. Omer, Rav Tovis, Kule ki Rav Avdi, Dichiose, Rome Bar Yecheskel, Omer, Loitatzisu lo hanek loli likayol Yehuda Ochi Mishmeid Rav. Hoche Omer Rav, Veishet nosu mechachomim shio, Nichlal di tobetza veishet labmikim shrikiru. Vikoma b'mashu. In other words, the havamin of the Gemara was that the reason is why Rav says that Nikuvas Tovetz Aveishet is b'mashu is because he holds that Tovetz Aveishet became shchite. No, Rav is made that you cannot check in the kfarins, but he holds that even though it's not became shchite, it still has a din of veishet ligabe. Passling it b'nikuves mashu. In other words, what Rav said is this: just as ligabi nikone. So we have a psul of agrome. We have a psul of agrome. So how does agrome passel? So we have all kinds of shittes. Chachomim rabbis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Tignes. Where is it that became agrome? But agrome means, now let's say, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, that l'maylo mitabas alieno, l'maylo mitabas alieno. So it's a common, but certainly it's certainly part and parcel of the kone itself. And even according to Rav Chanina and Antignes, that it's a common after the thyroid gland, So, but even after the thyroid gland, it's still an extension. It's still an extension of the kone, of the windpipe. But there is a halacha l'meishi m'Sinai that there is a certain area in the windpipe that is holy shchiti, and other areas, even though they are part and parcel of the windpipe, are not holy shchiti. So we got the veishe too. In other words, Rav, it's Dava min of the Gemara, assumed that the halacha of agrome was mentioned ligabe kone, not ligabe veishe. Ligabe veishe. So anything that is considered as part and parcel of the veishet proper is rolled in kimshrit. And anything that is not considered as part and parcel of the veishet proper is not rolled in kimshrit. Since, and if it's not rolled in kimshrit, it's not part and parcel of the veishet proper, so melee it cannot parcel nekev mashu. Nekev mashu is a halacha in the veishet itself, not in any other organs. Not in other organs. In Veishet there is a loche that it's matriv b'nikuves mashu. This was a havam b'gemara. Now the Gemara says no. Rav holds that the Tovetz HaVeishet is considered as part and parcel of the Veishet proper. So b'meila the same aloche that declares that nikuves HaVeishet is matriv b'mashu also declares that nikuves Tovetz HaVeishet is matriv b'mashu. But then you ask, If it's part and parcel, if it's considered as an extension of the Veshet, if the pharynx is considered as an extension of the Veshet, so Mimele, you should be able to shech. So the answer is, just as there is a shiur in the Koneh, so no one will say that L'mailo mitabas el yino is not part and parcel of the Koneh. But that's the aloha of Agrome. Just as there's aloha of Chlude. I mean, you have to shecht in a certain way, not to keep it covered, the sacking. So there is aloha of Agrome. There is a limited area in the Koneh that you can shecht. So there is a limited area in the Veishet that you can shech. True, the pharynx is considered al-Bedin as an extension of the Veishet, ligabi psul, ligabi pasling of the mashu. But it's not, the pharynx is not comprised within the proper area of shech. Alright. Madrashi.
דאסכו בשריטה משהו, לא ממש, ועל עם כם שריטה הוא, כשמואל, והב הנקב. בין רב לשמואל מישהו שואל, לרב מכם שריטה הוא שריטה מעל יסי, ולשמואל גם הנקב הוא, הוא אמר נקבו עשי ברובי. רוב הברית רב יסי, ואחי יום, והוא רוב לכל הדמורה, פרפלו כדה בית. מי תורה למורה, שכבר הכילו לכלובי. Why does Rashi say the same thing? Because if someone is stayed with Vamishne, so the halacha is that the Pesach Din is Chazer. He has to revoke it. In other words, we don't say sometimes if a dayan makes a toys in a psak din, so if it's a toys b'shikla das, not b'torah v'am mishnah. So we don't tell him, we don't force the dayan to reverse the psak. But he doesn't have, since it's only a toys b'shikla das, not b'v'am mishnah, so we don't force the dayan to annul, to revoke his psak. But whatever damage was caused to a certain baldin, he has to pay. Mashenkin if he stole with Vamishne, so then we don't tell the dayan to pay. Suppose the dayan says, all right, I'll pay out of my pocket. No, so we tell the dayan, that's not enough. You have to retrieve this mistake and you have to call the baldin and tell him I made a toys and the former psak is hereby revoked. So the question is, here now, the Gemara assumed in the Havamine that Rav holds that he's making shrite. So in that event, Rove was a table of Mishne. So Mele, why did he say that Rove has to pay Lishen? Imrule libreit Rav Yisi b'chomen etzrove lishlim neitura lemore. No, you should tell Imrule libreit Rav Yisi b'chomen dilicheza b'dine b'psak dine. So Rashi says no, shver kvar yichilu likovin. It wasn't possible to change the psak, because the moment Rav told him that it's treif, so he immediately gave it away, that axe, he gave it away to Kovin. So I mean, there is no possibility of changing the psak. That's why he was told to pay. Dila have come on, have other pay. Mr. Bachil, the Kaimon, told you about Mishne Chazer. Vod of Dva Mishne Mifreshesi, to have Dinon Kitrechum. I mean, that's it. That's toy with Dva Mishne. Claps no, the Robin Lishne Malitzi, euphemistic expression. Mishne Boyle Sur, Axel Bachishachir. So that's why he used the euphemistic expression, because he mentioned the Aloch of Xil Bachishachir. Mechumer Bisham, Mechumer Bisilel, before if they come to Erev, betray Chumre Nisatron Adorek, in Har the Shetron and Gogeles, Divri Bisham and Bisil, Gabeya, Dabu Bisham and Chumre, Vamrin and Achi Tech Sashtei Cholies with Amadea, U Bisil and Kule, Vikamrin and Chemi Trevi, Bisil and Bechode Cholia, sorry, U Trevi, U Bishamai, U Bisham Xer, Val Bisham and Kule, Bisil and Chumre, U Mandi Ovid, Betreves. So you see that Rashi, last time when we, it's called Gemara, he said it's Mashma from Rashi, that when Gemara says v'chein litreife, v'chein litreife, it has reference to the shedr. But here Rashi spells it out. ובכן נטריב לו בסיר ובחוד לכל יעב חסור הוא טריב ובשם הקשיר אבל בשם לקורא ובסיר לחומרי ומאם דאובי מטריב אז כחומרי בסיר ובתרומי כחומרי ושם כסירו דאוך החושב לחסור ואוך לא יחושב לחסור ואני דחוב אינם מסעס נעדולי תחיל מדום אני כמו סיבי משהו תאים משניקים שחיתו וחומרי נשמו לדום על אבקים שחיתו וישתכה נסעס רמילסה דרוב העדות בעסקו בפרק כמד הירם יוצא בעסקו ואומרו הלוך הכי בסיר תרבי שואל ומציא בעזוב וכל מוקן קשה וחתי חומר להבינו All right, we'll leave it here. Now, next time on Friday, you should be prepared on the Gemara. We have to go over a few tasters. We're not going to cover every tasters, but a few tasters. But you have to be prepared on all the tasters on the Gemara. But she will go over a few tasters on the Gemara that we learned already. And you have to be prepared up to the Gemara that Mem Hei Nikaf Krum Shomech. Because you have to cover a lot of ground in this Gemara. It's not difficult Gemara. It's not only, you have to know the meaning of the words, I mean, what it has reference to. But the Gemara is not difficult at all. Anyway, and again, I want to reiterate that. Now, if someone will not be at the second Seder today, without explaining it to me, he should not come to the Shia tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow. And this cannot be tolerated. And everybody must come to the minyan. And he must be here the second Seder. If there is a special reason as to why someone on one day cannot come, so I'm not an arzor. But without explanation, so don't come into the room. Because I don't want to be put in a situation of embarrassing anybody. Now, we left off in the Gemara, Daf Mem Daled, Mem Daled, the Mailat Kam, that's in the Gemara. Now, the Tesvis, we didn't learn the Tesvis. Daf Mem Gimel Amad Beis. Ahu Sofik Truse Daso Lekame the Rabbe. Have a Kabodik Le Rabbe Leveshet Mavroi. Pirish Bekuntres, the Behem Nami Ketekanti. The Bishle Migabe Nekev, Ikele Neima, Vilme Mokim Nekev. Shocht. Avo Gabi Truso, Kim Dim Kimo Madim, Afro Shochat Boye Sheka Bemash. So Rashi Shite is that this Aloch that we cannot be beidik in the veishet. Why? In the eirachitz, in the outer membrane, because the outer membrane is naturally red. So how can you be beidik in a behemo? So there is no bdik. So in a nov, so you only have to shecht one simen. So you shecht the kone and then you turn over the veishet. You take out the veishet and you turn it over, and you are bathing it. Mashem ke by behemah you have to shech both the kone and the veishet. So how can you make sure that there was no nekev? Maybe there was a nekev. But the reason as to why you don't see it is because the nekev might have been in that ark where you made. The nekev ashrite, the cut of the shrite. That's ligabe the problem of a nekev. If there is a choshe, maybe there was a nekev. If it's a sofik nikuvah, mashein came. If it's a sofik truso, so even though the outer membrane is naturally red, but still, even if it was sheichet, yesh behekamash. In other words, even let's say, what should we becheshish? Which becheshish, maybe the ark of the shchita, the cut of the shchita, was in that place where the lion injected the poison. We still would be able to notice a certain special redness if the lion had injected the poison in that place. All right, this is what Rashi says. Pirish bekunta behim enami ketakanti. Tibish lo nikam nekev kol medu mokim nekev shochet. Avo gam etu se kim nikim amaydim afil shochet bo yishek ol mashu. Ufi mashu perashti. Bifeir beis gam ipar av zedi kom am nishchit ele beishet. Yud mokim nekev shochet. Di bisof yitru sayre. Natsof yit nikuvo. Lo yitoch lo imake. So according to that Rosh in Tesis, that Chofches, that over there, what the Gemara says, that we couldn't be beidik. So according to Rashi, it was a sofik nikuvo.
But according to one Loshen Teitzves, Daf Chof Ches, it was a Sofik Trusa. And still the Gemara says, Dilmo bin Mokim Nekev Shochit. So we see that we couldn't be paid even by Sofik Trusa in a Veshit. Yoshaf Rikait Veshit. So what did Ure say? Yoshav Lei, Omar Ulei, Yoshav Lei Keit Veveishet, in Cheshish in Shemo Hivri. So there are two pshotim in Shemo Hivri. One pshat in Shemo Hivri means maybe there was an ekev and the scar tissue developed over it, and the halacha is that scar tissue, if there is an ekev and there is a scar tissue, so Krum Sholom Achmas Maka Veveishet Eini Krum. So it's straight, so it's asur. That's one pshat. The other pshat is Shemo Hivri means maybe Shemo Hivri. So Loshnikev. Kmo yiboro iso bechav iso. In other words, if it's Yoshav lekeit beveishet, we do not have to be cheshish. Maybe there was a penetrating neck. Yoshav lekeit beveishet. That's why, according to Ule, we are not cheshish. So, Masheinke, if there is a droplet of dam, so then even Ule will be made in, that we have to be cheshish. That's Rashi. V'nira dein lochush affiliation bifnim imeimi bachutz. So Teisus is Chilik on Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, so even Ule who says we are not Cheshish, so only if there is no Kuredam Bifni. But if there is a Kuredam Bifni, then even according to Ule, are Cheshish. According to Teisus, even if there is a Kuredam Bifni, according to Ule, we are not Cheshish. But if there is a Kuredam Bachutz, then everybody agrees that we are Cheshish. Now, Kosova Rule and Cheshon Sofik Trusim. The Gemara has the Kasha Rule and Maishnim is Sofik Trusim. In other words, so why are we Cheshit by Sofik Trusim? Because there is a Reyesim. In other words, if the lion entered the stable and then there was some screaming by the behemoths, so then we are Cheshit. Why? Because the fact that the lion entered the stable and the screaming of the behemoths, that in itself is a Reyesim. So the fact that a thorn is impacted in the vation should also be erased. So the Gemara says, "Kesavarule in cheshishim lisofik trusim." Kesavarule in cheshishim lisofik trusim. Likamun paskinon the chashinon lisofik trusim v'imkei yoshaf lekeis bevashet cheshishin nameshemim. So since we pass the cheshish in the Sofik Truse, so mele we have to be cheshish for in case of Yoshav Lekeit Veveishet as well. Let's turn to the Rosh. Now it's paragraph in Il Travis. Paragraph Dalet. Omar Ule, יושב וקייס בביישת אין חיישי שם שמוהיב. מיישתם מסופית רוסה פירש הרשא, מיישתם מסופית רוסה משום דיאול אריה בינאי. חיישים אין שם הדורס. הוא מצריך לבדיקה. So if the lion enter the stable, so we require בדיקה. ואוכל אפשר עם בבדיקה. ואוכל אפשר עם בבדיקה. דינקף משהו ממין כבר חיצי של ביישת. רשא לטלמי. שפירש ליהו בפרק בייס, דאפילו נקף לך, דאפילו נקף למין כבי. ומי דפרישס, דדווקא, הדמומה שלו ארס, אין איני כהולוב, אבל נקף מין כבי, פורחוך. In other words, you see, the Rosh it is, the Rosh is חלק on Rashi, just the reverse of Rashi. According to Rashi, So sofik truse, so we can make bdiki. Because the admumes of an eres, of a chaye, so that is nikya. Even if the admumes had been injected in the area, in the ark, in the area where the cut of the shchita was made. So it's still possible to detect the admumes of the eres. The eres. This is what Rashi said. Masheinke, Eineke, it's not possible. The Roshite is just the reverse. On the contrary, the Admumes, there is definitely Machlekes Mitzias. The Admumes of an Eres, so we cannot detect if it's Mokim Shchite. Masheinke, but Eineke, we can detect. Even if the Nekev had been in that area, where the cut of the shchita was ultimately made, it will still be possible to determine as to whether there was a nekev in that air. Umayid parishes did afke admume shel eres in nikolov, avol nekev nikabei por choche maishem sofitruse matzchinon bdike v'oche komau ulein chishin maishem bdike lebay. U peirush rashi koshi di nekev zebel ezeyeche mishkachaslo. Die Necke bin nicht so lochisch. Schem no kad da machitz ni kid rom kei, ich man ha yus ob intruse, ha ich name schem hiv. Va viel man le ha ich bin kei tag mit fische mit zine, ich doch ob ihr abnehmen wart. Aber ki schem mit zine ke bin nicht lochisch, schem da machitz ni kem mit dike. So the question is, how is it possible ni kev zebel ze? In other words, because according to Rashi, so if we find a nekev bivnim, so we have to be chayishesh, shemun nikav gam achitzen. So how can we visualize a case of nikav zebeleze? So bishleime, if the case is possible, so it's possible to have a case of nikav zebeleze. We saw that nikav apnimi, and then we made a bdike on the outer membrane, and we didn't detect any nekev. But according to Rashi, you cannot make a bdike if the sofik is in the nekev. So how can we visualize a case of nikev zebelezeh? Monefshech, if we have a nekev in one, so mimele, we have to be cheshish, maybe there's a nekev in the other. V'yesh leima, dimishkachas lo ki yesh nikev al decheli, v'yrein, shal yisholat b'hacheli klal b'chitz. In other words, if, let's say, the nekev is bifnim, because of an extraneous sibe, because of a thorn, because of a needle. Let's say, suppose we see that the inner membrane of the veishet became punctured through a needle, through a thorn. So then we have to be cheshesh. We have to be cheshesh. Maybe there was a nekev in the outer membrane also. Masha'in came.